Praise the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 25:4. We're going to do Getting on the Right Path, Part 2. And then Sunday, we're going to do Getting on the Right Path, Part 3. And then we're going to get off path, so to speak. We're going to stay on the path, but we're going to go with a different subject that I know of. Praise the Lord. Psalm 25:4. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy paths. And then verse 5 says, lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. And then verse 10 says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenants and his testimonies. Mm-hmm. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Now listen to this verse. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him or worship him, and he will show them his covenant. Now, if you go dig into this this phrase, the saying here, it actually says this. He has a covenant to let me know. He has a covenant to let me know. So one of the most important things that we're ever going to learn is that God's not hiding any truth from us. We just have to know that. So he hides them for us. This is not something new to you all, but I want to steer you back in this direction. I just think it's important. So he's sworn in a covenant that he'll lead you. He will do it. He's not going guess. Yeah, here you go. Just guess. Just try to figure it out. No, he's sworn that he would put you there. People misquote God a lot. And they say that thing, you know, you never know what God's going to do. His wonders to blah, 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 blah. You know, that stuff. Well, you know exactly what God's going to do if you read the word. If you listen to the Holy Spirit, you'll know exactly what God does and what he's going to do. And so you'll know in every situation, in every area of life, if you tune into him. So you don't have to try doors. You don't have to put out a fleece because you have the Holy Spirit. In fact, the Apostle John said in 1 John 2:10, he said, ye have an unction from the Holy One. So unction, kind of, that's easy for us. We kind of think of an unction. But when you go and look that up, it's actually anointing. You have an anointing from the Holy One. There's an anointing in you to know what to do. There's an anointing to you. And if you know something about the word, about three quarters of you already knows most of what to do. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know what's right. So you know what to do. So, you know, that great God just lives on the inside of you. So, and you have that anointing. So you can know truth, you can know God's ways, and you can know which way you should go. And one thing for sure, church, and I said this to you today, I'm going to say it to you. I said it a couple of days ago, I'm going to say it to you again Sunday. That path is never going to cross the word. It's never going to cross the word. You know, just heard stories that people say, well, in fact, people that I have known that are kind of close to me, some of their relatives came up and said, you know, God told me that I'm going to have cancer and that it, but it's not going to kill me. I'll just make it through it and then I'll learn some things and then I'll be all right. And that happened to them. But see, that crosses the word. You, God can't do that. He won't do that. He's not going to give you any of that. Now you can get it and he'll allow it, but the only reason he allows it is because you allowed it. So she was just putting herself in there for it to be allowed, right? And so then you hear people say, and I've heard this, people say this all the time. They say, well, that person died. It was just their time. And you know, they're 40 or something or 60, and that's not their time. That crosses the word. The word says you can have 120 years or you can live till you're satisfied. Now most 40-year-olds are not satisfied. They're still getting their kids grown, you know. And so, that absolutely crosses the word. And so, God does not have a date. There's not a date up there going, Art Lopez will die on blah, blah, blah. There's no, he doesn't have that kind of plan. And so, you keep going. And the thing is that, some people get kicked out of their bodies. Their body wears out. They misuse their body or they fall for the devil's lies and they get kicked out early. And sometimes they run out of time before they get their faith in gear.
Yeah.
And they may have people around them that are talking the problem more than the answer. You got to really watch out for that, man. You hold strong. Don't let someone talk to you all about your problem all the time.
That is right.
Don't you lay every time you see them now.
No.
They need to be saying, hey, you're winning.
Come on.
That's right.
Amen. So, listen, we all know we need to renew our mind daily. We all know that. We understand. And it's just really difficult when you see a faith hero go to heaven early. I understand that. And the enemy's going to say, well, if they went down, what about me? No. You don't compare yourself to anyone. That's between them and Jesus. You stick with the word. Don't cross the word. I don't care who goes to heaven early. You stay with what the word says. I don't care who goes broke. You stay with what the word says. I don't care what the doctor's report is. You stay with what the word says. So, you know, you want to talk more about the right things. Now, what I want to do just for a moment is, just so we can stay on these life paths, I want to talk to you about mysteries just for a moment. I know you know something about them. There's scripture that says Proverbs 25:2, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search out a matter. So God takes these things and he hides things for us. And I said this to you before, and I know you get this, that Jesus spoke in parables on purpose. And he did that. The purpose for speaking in parables is mercy. It's mercy. And so, because once you know a truth, you're responsible for that truth. So those that are not hungry won't be responsible. So they just heard the parable. They just heard the sower sows the seed. And so they didn't have to be responsible for that. But we know the sower sowed the word. And so now we're responsible for that revelation. You get that. So, but there are people, you know, for those of us who are hungry, we'll get responsible for what we're given. An intellectual gospel is always a danger of creating a God that looks too much like us. See what I'm saying? One that's our size. So the quest for answers sometimes leads to the rejection of mystery. And as a result, a mystery is sometimes treated as something intolerable or instead of it being a real treasure. But a mystery is actually, it's a treasure. Church, living with a mystery is the privilege of our walk with Christ. And that can't be overrated. We need to understand that. Do we live by faith?
Yes.
We live by faith. And so the just shall live by faith. So now here's a perfect example of you pulling down God to your level. Oh, I think God wanted me to do that, but I can't afford that. Does that, you see where that's going?
Yes.
You just reasoned. God said, this is what we should do. You said, We can't do that. We can't get there. Now that's just a real simple example. But it you could just go across the board with that. It's just so true. Anytime you make a decision based on money, you've made the wrong decision. Anytime. So you're telling us what you believe, that there's no way that God can get the money. So, you know, I know 21 years now I've been using the same example. Well, I know God wants me to go to the Believers Convention with y'all, but we just can't go. We just don't have the money. God didn't ask you that.
Yeah.
God didn't ask you that. Do you want to go?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Or anywhere you want. If the first answer is, yeah, well, I can't do that. I couldn't afford to do that. You just could have very well missed God. How many times have people not done God's will because they don't look at the dream. They look at, they just can't believe in the finances. Amen. Listen, I understand that you have to grow up in your faith. I have to understand you need to learn to use your faith on some socks before you get your shoes. I understand that. But sooner or later, you got to get big enough so that when God does say something, you can go with it. And what he's going to do is he's going to take you on a trail. Socks, shoes, skateboard, scooter. Watch out for those things. No, I'm kidding. They're wonderful. We just watched a girl. We were talking about it last night in D.C. We watched a girl. Yeah, never mind. Praise the Lord. You know, until you get up big enough. You know, we started the church in a one-room building with mirrors. It was a dance studio. So we always had double the people because the mirrors were there. And Ron and Bill would always laugh and say, well, the mirror people are here. And Dean Brown, we'd always laugh about it. We already had a vision because we had twice the people. But, and then we moved to the little crummy building over here, but we had one. But to jump from there to here was a huge space. But we said yes to God, and God did it. And I'm telling you, the next jump is a way huger space.
Oh, yeah.
It's a way huge. But you know what? We can do it. You know how I know we can do it? Because God's going to do it.
Right.
Because this person's not going in debt. Mm-hmm. So God's going to do it. Yeah. And we'll just have to tell Jesus now, your reputation's on the line, Jesus. You're going to do it. That's a joke me and Deb use all the time. Come on, Jesus, now. We're believing you. Anyway, he will do it. So the question needs to be, Lord, what do you want me to do? You know, that should be the question. Because I know you'll provide. I think about Pastor Nancy buying Amy's castle. She didn't have the money for that. And God said, that's yours. So God worked it out. You'd be surprised who will come around and who will show you favor if you'll just put one foot in front of the other and start going down that path. Amen. Don't give up easy. So many times believers, they'll just abandon or dilute their call in order to feel better about things that they can't explain. You know. So we allow what we cannot answer to downgrade what he has shown us. Isn't that good? We allow what we cannot answer to downgrade what he's shown us. So this is what the Bible calls carnal minded. That's when you're being, you know, people think carnal minded is when you just want to go partying or something. That's not, I mean, that is too, but carnal minded is when you just, all you're doing is thinking on this level. What can these two hands do? What can this brain think of? And what can we do financially? How much money do I have in the bank? That's carnal mindedness. God can do anything. You just have to know what he's telling you and not come up with something yourself. That's the main thing. Praise the Lord. So, that's when you obey what you understand. Ooh. Then you're doing, what you're doing is you're subjecting God to your own judgments. But listen, God's not on trial here. We are. So the true way to go would be to obey God where we have revelation despite apparent contradiction that we can't explain. So God may be saying, do this, and we're like going, okay. Or we could go, no, Jesus, I can't do that. Didn't you see my bank account? Didn't you see the church bank account? Didn't you see that I only have two hands? Didn't you see that, you know, don't you know where I was raised? Don't you know what schooling I had? Don't you know what they think about women? Preachers or whatever. Don't you know this? Don't you know I didn't have that? Da 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 da. But that doesn't have anything to do with it. It's all about what God called you to do.
Yeah.
Amen. And he brought you here to have a good time.
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord. So just to obey when we see the favorable outcome, it's not obedience. Just because it's easy, just because we can do that. There's a lot of things we know how to do, but he wants us to press beyond that. Now look at, we're going to go back to this verse and talk about this for a minute, because I want to help us build a good base for our paths. And, you know, this is let him lead us to greener pastures, because I'm in some. I don't know about you, but I'm in some. I just mowed them a few days ago. They're green. Praise the Lord. But I'm living good. I'm debt free and all, but you know what? It can get better.
Oh yeah. Way better.
It can get better. We're blessed. Patty and them are winning kids to the Lord every week. I'm sure you're all witnessing. I know some of Art's stories, some of, Ron's stories, and I know you're talking to people and everything, and we're moving in things and doing well and everything, but let's go up a level.
Yeah.
Let's just go on up a level. Let's just see what else God has. I mean, what else could God do if we would just go ahead and listen a little bit? What do you want to do, Lord? What do you want to do? So there's just so many things. So here's Psalm 25:14 again. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So he's covenanting to show us that. I'm telling you that I will do this. So he's promising he'll show you. Now, Psalm 89:34 says, my covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. God will not revoke his promises, and he'll not take anything back. He will always keep his covenant, and whatever he said is so. Yes. It's not going to change. We need to understand that. God is a covenant-keeping God. Now, Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Yes, he'll make it good. If he said it, he'll do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, nowadays people say things. But when we were raised up, our daddy's word at our house, my daddy's word was as good as anybody's. Oh, yeah. If he said he was going to do it, I mean, so dad dealt with the bank, you know, they got loans and stuff. They like to use other people's money and said, that's fine. It's not a sin. But dad just had to pick up the phone. He knew the banker by first name. His name was Handler. Handler? It's Cliff. Daughter needs a car. All right, bye. All right, go get a car. You know, so I walk in there and dad signs the thing and I'm there with him, you know, and I got to sign it so I could start my life, you know, and stuff. But that word was good. Well, God's word is way better than that.
Amen.
It's way, if he said he'll do it, he'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. So good.
If he says, daughter, you need a car, I don't have to go to the bank. I could. But he will do it. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 6:18 says it's impossible for God to lie. Are we going to get that? God can't lie. He will do it. Why? Because he's light and he's life. And in him is no darkness at all.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is the prince of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And the father of lies. Yeah, I can stop and say that if you want me to. I felt someone shudder about the loans and all that. Listen. It's not a sin to get a loan. It's just better to be debt free. So where you may be to the place where you just finally got good enough credit rating to get a loan, just make sure you pay it.
Right.
But here's still a better way. A better way is when you're debt free. And so why don't we head that way?
Yeah.
Why don't we start saying, that's paid off.
Yeah.
That's paid off right there.
Yeah.
That's paid off. We started that way back before we even built. And so we don't have a payment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we started way back before we moved here. That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
But God can do it. God can do it. You just start saying it. Yeah, you know, some of y'all here remember John Evanzini. He had the debt-free army. And so when you'd send your money in, you'd put this little sticker on there that said, paid for. And when people send in their mortgage, they put paid for on it. And some of those people got their titles back in the mail. Before they had finished paying for it. They just started declaring it. Paid for, paid for. Somebody paid for it. You're like, well, I don't know who could do that. Well, see, we'll have to back up and talk about what we already talked about. You don't have to know how he can do it.
That is right.
You don't have, that's not your job. Well, how could God? How could God? We were driving into town and I said, you know, I don't want very much. There, you know, certainly in the ministry, there's a lot of things I want to do. And every time I say that, Deb says, and travel. And so, but I said, I really want a ranch. Mm-hmm. Well, if I stay in my thinking, I don't know how that could happen, but God can do it.
Sure.
I told Deb, I said, I don't even care if I own it. If that person will just let me go over there and play on it. I'd just say, that's my ranch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but I mean, I'd love to own it too, as long as it's ag exempt. But God's big enough to do that. I mean, how big can you dream? What if we bought some property that was quite a few million and it was on the lake and our church was on the lake?
Sweet.
With about 100 acres.
Church on the lake.
What? I mean, how cool would that be? Well, Pastor, we couldn't even get near it. Well, why couldn't we? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't we get near it? If that's what God wants.
Come on. There you go.
If he doesn't, that's fine. But if that's what God wants, why couldn't we do it?
Yeah.
Why can't I have a ranch? There's no reason. If it's one of my dreams, I could have a ranch. I could play on a ranch.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. We have some mutual friends. Some of us here meet with some mutual friends that... Their family inherited a ranch from someone who wasn't even kin to them.
Yeah.
And it's big.
Yeah.
It can happen.
True.
Somebody could call you up today and say, you know that over there? I'm just calling you and I'm telling you, I'll just put you on my will.
Yeah.
That's happened to people.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do, but see, if you won't even let those kind of thoughts come in, well, you're just you're just daydreaming way too big. I don't think so. I don't think so. It could happen. Whatever you want to do it, Lord. You have a million ways to bless me. A million ways. You can open the door. It could just happen. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, he will do it. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. God's word stands forever. That's why this stuff happens to us. When something good happens to you, you know what, Larry? Stuff that happens to you happens to me all the time.
Amen.
That's my confession. All the good stuff that happens to you happens to me all the time. That's what I'm saying. All the good stuff that happens to you, all the favor happens to me all the time. That should be your confession. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, that Art got blessed like that. Happens to me all the time too. I'm blessed. That's how we ought to be thinking. And we shouldn't be wham wham and go, why does it always happen to them and not me? That's why. Quit being a whiny wuss and enjoy people's success and be grateful and be happy for them, and then just say, you know what? God loves me as much as he loves Larry and Art.
Yeah.
Much as he loves Jim Ritchie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Y'all waking up?
Oh yeah.
Think about it. Think about it. Think what we could do. Think what we could do if we would just dream bigger. It's the Lord's desire for you. Praise the Lord. Okay. So once he cut that covenant, a blood sworn oath with Abraham in Genesis 15, it stood forever.
Yeah.
It's standing right now for you. Jesus came as that Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice to fulfill the covenant. God identified himself with Abraham and his seed and brought Jesus into the world, the Messiah, out of the covenant partner's descendants, which was, wait, I wrote it down here because I wanted to remember, 42 generations later.
Wow.
42 generations. So when you understand what covenant is, God said, Abraham, you take your son. Because if covenant's going to work, I have to have you do it so I can do it.
That's right.
That's how covenant works. And so Jesus comes into the earth to fulfill his part of the covenant. And God never forgets a promise. He never forgets his covenant. Whoever and wherever you are, God has never forgotten his promise to you.
Amen.
It's yours. He knows who you are, he knows what you need, and he knows how to get it.
Yes.
He can get it for you.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
You need to know who you are. And learn to stand in this covenant ratified by the blood of Jesus. This is mine. He promised me. This is who I am. He'll stand up for me. He'll shield me. He'll protect me.
Yes.
He'll tell any enemy, you got something to say to that girl? You better say it to me.
That's right.
I'm just telling you, don't mess with me.
That's right.
And that's how you, no, I'm not being haughty. I'm not being arrogant. God is my daddy.
That's right.
And he will make sure that my path is cleared.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Without faith in that covenant, there's no connection with God. So think about the covenant. Talk about the covenant. Talk about what you have with him. Nuh-uh. No, Lord, you can't fail. No, you can't fail. You need some healing in your body? Can't fail, Lord. I'm not taking any loss. I will not take loss. I'm not taking loss. You promised me. You said you would do it. Amen. Once that covenant becomes a revelation to you, your faith can just stand rock solid. So you'll just know the eternal blood of the spotless Lamb of God backs every word of it forever. That blood is backing you up right now, and there's no shadow of turning with God. He's a good gift giver, and he is not a liar. He will bring it forth if you'll believe him. And listen, when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, you entered into that covenant with Almighty God. He's on your side. And because of his faithfulness, not yours, his faithfulness to his covenant with you, sin and death and fear, they don't have any more dominion over you. Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Mm-hmm. It don't have any dominion over you. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. That's a good word, isn't it? That's Hebrews 10:14. Remember this, and I know you've heard this a lot. The covenant is between God and Jesus. And then you're in Christ. And so you're partaker because you're a joint heir with Christ because you're in him. But they're keeping the covenant. You want to know why? Because you can't keep it. But you can stay in him. And when you're in him, you're more likely to keep it better than you ever have. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got it? Yeah, it can never be broken. Remember that. Never. It's never going to. So listen, if you're not making contact with his leading, go back and refresh yourself about covenant. Mm-hmm. Now I just refreshed you.
Yeah.
And you can just think about it on your way home. Nope, can't break covenant. Nope, he can't break the covenant. No, he won't break the covenant. Nope, I got this. He said he would do it. I'm standing in this. I know. This is what I say to the Lord. I learned this a long time ago. Lord, I know that you know that I know that you know.
Yeah.
That just does something for me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I know that you know that I know that you know.
Yeah.
It just does something to me like, yeah.
He gonna
do it. He'll do it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So just look at the covenant. So You know, get on that right path by looking at it. Look at covenant and then listen. Do this as we're coming down the end of this. Just a few more things to tell you. Get a basic understanding of what God wants. Just a basic understanding of what he wants. And you know what? I'm just going to tell you what it is. Then it'll just be really easy. And then you can say, Lord, you know that I know that you know. And listen. Well, here's basically it. Let me just tell you this. He wants souls.
Yeah.
He wants souls.
Yeah.
And then he wants this, to take care of us.
Yeah.
He's provider. He's blesser. He's the protector. But go here with me. Just walk with me. Go here with me. He wants you to win.
Yeah.
He wants you to win.
Mm-hmm.
He wants victory. And I want you to understand that having victory is not selfish. Having victory is not selfish. This is not just about you being blessed where you are. I'm talking about winning on many different levels. Because when you win, other people win. When you win, many people win. If you win, souls will come in. Glory will manifest. Evil will fall. And Jesus will come.
Yeah.
Understand covenant. And find out what God wants. That's what we need to do. And it's real simple. He wants you to win.
Yes.
Stop being all caught up in all the petty stuff.
Right.
There's no need to be caught up in all that. It doesn't matter.
That's good.
Listen, all the high schoolers are back there.
Yep.
You're not in high school.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Gossip is poisonous. Strife will stop every gift of the Spirit.
Yep.
This is a side note, but I need to tell you. You're going to be on the path. You're going to have to quit being touchy.
Yeah. Amen.
You have to love other people. Well, I'm... Stop it.
Yes.
You just need to stop it. Well, they said, and they said, and they said. Why are you even thinking about that?
Yeah.
You got a lot to do. What do you want to know who this is for? Maybe talk to somebody on the camera. You got a lot to do. You don't need to be thinking about he said, they said, who said, how, this is how I feel. Take those filters and flush them. Get rid of rejection. You're good. God loves you. People love you. Stand up for who you are in God. Be somebody and help people.
Yes. Yep. Amen.
We have a spiritual policy in victory. No strife.
Mm-hmm.
Deb was reminding me of something. She said she's reminded of the scripture that says if someone's odd with you, ask them what's wrong. And if they won't tell you, go back to them a second time with another person and say, we need to talk this through. Here, I brought a witness. Let's get this solved. We forget that that's what the Bible says, but that's what the Bible says. And then if they still won't come around,
mm-hmm.
then you have to go to the pastor or the prophet or whoever it is. That's.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how the church is supposed to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Supposed to get over it with one another.
Yeah, that's so good.
And no touch fouls, church.
Mm-hmm.
No touch fouls. Uh-uh. Okay, let's finish. So, understand the covenant, find out what God wants, that God wants you to win, and then here's the big one that we're closing with. Is that clock stopped? Okay, no. Gosh, we have a long time, but we're going to be done, so praise the Lord. Okay. We want doors to open. We want effective doors to open.
Yes.
Effective doors open when an effective God has effective ambassadors who pray effective prayers. I'm going to say it again. Effective doors open when an effective God has effective ambassadors who pray effective prayers. Now I know why the Lord had me just say all that. You're not going to pray effective prayers if you're praying at 6 in the morning and by 9 you're striving with someone. Come on. It's the truth. Effective prayers. We pray, church. This is the wisdom that's at the beginning of the path, is to pray. So wherever God's leading you on this path, wherever you're going next, you already know your first step. Because now you know what he wants. He wants you to win. You know that he has a covenant and he cannot lie. So then the first thing you're going to do with wherever he's leading you now, with whatever you hear him say, is going to be, okay, I'll pray. And you get in your car or your truck or wherever you go where you pray, and you say, Lord, you're really making me think this is, I'm just going to say it like I would say it, like this is what we need to do. So I'm going to pray about it now. I am praying about going to Rome. I'm making something up here. Sorta. Take off in the spirit.
Yeah.
I'm praying about this land.
Yeah.
We're looking at a piece of land right now that we're thinking about investing in. Well, I'm not just going to go buy it and go, okay, it's this and it's this and it's this. We're going to pray about it in the spirit. And when you start doing that, what are we doing? Everybody in here knows what I'm about to say. We're making tracks.
Right.
We're building a way for the kingdom. Lord, thank you for my ranch. See, you start praying it. You start believing whatever it is, your car, your new house, your family getting saved, your income tax getting paid, your relationships getting straightened out, you getting straightened out, whatever it is, you begin to have effective prayers. Jesus came in and walked where the voice of the one crying in the wilderness came in before. Who came before Jesus? John the Baptist. And who was he? The voice of one crying in the wilderness. Bring up the valleys. Take down the mountains. Build the paths so the King of Glory can come in. The King of Glory is not just the King of Glory. It's God's will coming in. Jesus wants to come in and get you winning. You got to clear that path out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want you to know the path's going to go right through your carnal mind first. Get off this petty stuff. Get on this. Get out of fear. Get on and then you're going to go, okay.
Yeah.
That was hot off the press. Thank you for that, Lord. I needed it. So somebody somewhere has prayed for you. Somebody, your grandmother, your great grandmother, somebody in heaven, your pastor, somebody has prayed for you. Somebody started that highway. They did. And you're like, well, I don't know. My parents were Lutherans. Well, they still can pray. Then just because you found the trail of where you found it doesn't mean that all God's people, they may not know prayer like you know it, but they know how to say, please help my baby. Yes, KCM prays every day for this church. Every day. And for all the partners and the church's partners. So that covers you. I pray for you. The thermostats pray for you. So you got that going, and then who's ever connected with you in heaven is on your side. Amen. So somebody somewhere is praying. And so then wisdom is there at the intersection. And here's your wisdom. Let it sink deep down that God will totally keep the end of the deal. Lord, I know. That you know that I know. You gonna do this. Cause you said you would. You said you would. You told me you would. You told me in your word you would do this. You said I would win. You said you would heal me. You said you would cause me to prosper. You said I'm blessed. You said you would not break covenant with me. Mm-hmm. You said I could have good relationships. You called me to this.
Yeah.
Now you make the supply. You know what Smith Wigglesworth said to God? He was a plumber.
Yeah.
And he said, you'll either provide for me or I'll go back to plumbing. Mm-hmm. Now that's faith.
Yeah.
You don't want to be talking to God like that if it didn't, because you wouldn't get anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Don't put it on him like that. You're really saying, I believe you will. It's the same thing as, I know you know that I know.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Know enough about the word to know what he wants you to overcome and to win. Mm. And know that prayer changes everything.
Yeah.
And know this. This is the last verse. Psalm 25:10 says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth.
Mm.
All of the paths. Every path you're going to take has mercy and truth on it. Every one of them. Such as keep his commandments and testimonies. Listen, I want to say something to you right now. If you feel, if anything that I preach threatened you or made you feel mad or made you feel like I was picking on you, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not, but God might be, because he picks on me like that. He picks on you with the word. Come on, girl. Come on. Now I'm doing my part. Now you do your part. You know you need to do your part. So, the Bible says a lot about judging yourself. So just do it every day. And when you start drifting off on, well, they and them and I don't like them, because you might want to stop, because you're stopping the blessing on your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to not do this either. I just don't know how that could ever be. I just don't know. You know, the doctor said, and so I don't know. I don't care what the doctor said. I mean, I appreciate them. I appreciate them. I'm not against doctors. I thank God for them. But there's someone higher that you want to refer to. I appreciate bankers, but there's someone higher. I appreciate lawyers, but there's someone higher. And I appreciate preachers, but there's someone higher.
Amen.
I appreciate my friends, but there's someone higher.
Yeah.
I appreciate my own personal dreams, but there's someone higher. And he's going to take my dreams and do better with them. And he's going to do that with yours. You receive that tonight? Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word. We bless you and we praise you. We give you glory. Father, we just want to be on the right path, because you brought us here to have a good time. And we're going to have a good time. We're going to, you raised us, in a place and where, we know what we like and what we don't like. And you're all right with that. You gave us certain desires and certain tastes and certain abilities, and you put your creativity in us. I pray that every person within the sound of my voice steps into their full creative power. In Jesus' name, they are able to live in the creativity that you have brought into them. And I thank you, Lord, that we win and that we know that you will do your part on the path. In Jesus' name, amen.